weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
I'm still wondering what did happen to that panda. Musicians Against Homelessness this week launched their 2017 campaign to raise money for the homeless charity Crisis in England, Scotland and Wales, and the Simon community in Northern Ireland. Rock and pop stars including Sean Ryder, you know him from The Happy Mondays and Black Grape, and Cast are backing the cause. And there's also an event at the Six Bells this coming weekend. Emma Rule is the founder of Musicians Against Homelessness. She's with me now. Good afternoon, Emma.
Hello, Julian. Thanks.
Hello. Well, welcome back to 105 yeah. Drive. You're here so this time, vaguely this time last year, I think it was, talking about the first time that you did all of this. I don't suppose Sean is going to be putting in an appearance in Cambridge, but you've got quite a lineup of local musicians there, haven't you?
We have. Sean's not going to make it to Cambridge, I don't think.
I'm disappointed.
I know, he's actually out with Black Grape and Happy Mondays at the moment, so fairly busy, but he's been a wonderful support, back the campaign throughout last year and this year. Yeah, we've got a brilliant gig on in Cambridge on Saturday, as you said, at the Six Bells. That's been put on by Louis DiMartino, who is involved with Speak Out. Speak Out have put gigs on before. All of the money always goes off to different charities, so we're really pleased that he's stepped forward for this one.
But the money raised from this is going to Crisis or to... I know there's slightly different in Northern Ireland, but generally speaking, is the money raised in Cambridge will go off to Crisis,
yeah,
right?
All of the money that's raised in England, Scotland and Wales goes off to the national charity Crisis, yeah.
You were here, as I mentioned, last year at this time. How have things evolved in the 12 months since you were last speaking to us?
It's been non-stop, really. Last year, I thought, right, we'll get all of these gigs done. You know, it was a roller coaster. I thought we'll sit back, kind of take it easy. So much happened since then. We had so much interest, so many people wanting to get involved to back it, festivals coming on board, sponsors, all sorts of things. So this year's been really, really full on.
Because we've got the Cambridge gig, which we've mentioned at the Six Bells in Covent Garden. But around the country, there's all sorts of other different events going on with local artists playing, presumably from Land's End to John O'Groats.
Absolutely. We've got, I think now, and they're still announcing, even though we start this weekend, I think we've got about 115 festivals and gigs right across the UK. Some areas have gone absolutely MAH crazy. For example, Liverpool have just announced 150 bands and artists are playing.
That's a musical city, though, isn't it? Well, yeah, Cambridge is pretty much a musical city these days. This is what it feels like.
We'll work on Cambridge. So anyone who would like to get in touch for next year, we'd love to kind of make it bigger in Cambridge.
Plenty of local talent around. And so how does it work? Is it all this weekend, or does it depend on where you live as to when and where the performances take place?
The campaign runs throughout September, although because of demand, we've had a few sneaky gigs kind of sneak into October as well, just to kind of accommodate everybody. So ideally we do it right through September, and we like to try and keep it compact, just because obviously for media purposes and kind of to have the whole country
it's
going
too
at
too sprawling, you can't cope with it really, can you? So you need to pin it down to a particular time.
We try, and that's really not easy. We've had a couple of big bands that we've not actually announced yet, which are surprises, and they've had to fit into kind of big tour schedules. So
it's interesting. I was chatting to Frank Turner during the Cambridge Folk Festival, and he was a last-minute booking, or last-minute-ish anyway, once Olivia Newton-John had sadly had to pull out. And it's like, well, how do you do it? How do you work this out? You know, the guy was already on tour. And it just simply happened to be that what was a rest day on the Saturday became the time he came to perform at the Cambridge Folk Festival. And I suppose artists, the length and breadth of the country, if they're decent artists, they're going to be doing something somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had some people really pull out the stops to do this for us this year. I know there's a couple of bands that have got schedules that are absolutely crazy at the moment that have said, look, we're in between two dates in this region, just find us a venue and we'll kind of turn.
And are you leaving the organisation to, if you like, the locals? You're local to us, but you're, if you like, responsible for the campaign nationally. Within each area, there's a separate local organiser. Is that how it works?
Yes, we've got regional managers who I should say are the most fantastic people you'd ever come across, who work extremely hard, and they'll look after their local regions. So quite often the regional managers will put their own gigs on, many of them, but they'll also oversee other people that want to put gigs on. So we have people approaching us saying, can we put an event on? Or sometimes it's the band themselves. A band might say, we'll put a gig on in the pub. And so we really do involve absolutely everybody, and it's every genre, every age, every ability, really.
And somebody who's also involved in this is Alan McGee. Now, Alan used to manage Oasis. He manages now Jesus and Mary Chain and Happy Mondays and Cast. And there was a quote which I saw, more of a paraphrase than a quote, but he likened it to the Rock Against Racism campaign in the 1970s, which I just about remember. I think it might have been one of the ones with the fist as kind of their campaigning logo against them. And that, you know, to a certain extent, had some success. So one would assume that you would hope that Musicians Against Homelessness has much the same effect too. And it is a problem, isn't it? We've on this programme in the past few months, I know we've reported on an effective doubling of the numbers of homeless found around Cambridge, and Cambridge is supposedly a relatively affluent city. And in other parts of the UK, it's the same, isn't it, I think?
It's a huge, huge problem, and the figures are going up dramatically. As you said, it's more than doubled in the last, you know, since 2010, which is incredible to think how that's happened. And I know that charities now are under so much pressure, to deal with this, because they haven't doubled in size, you know, since 2010. So it's a huge.
I guess they're under the same pressure as everybody else, really, aren't they? Yet they, you know, the problem comes to their door. People like, you know, Crisis, who I know you've done some work with, Jimmy's, of course, in Cambridge.
Yeah, I mean, they all play the part. The local charities are absolutely fantastic, obviously, in local areas. The national charities like Crisis, the work they do also kind of feeds down to smaller local charities, because they're up there kind of getting into Parliament, trying to change policies, trying to make really, really sort of big things happen. And they are based around the country as well. Crisis, they have skylight centres where people can go and be helped into housing, into work, through education.
And the musicians who are taking part in Cambridge and everywhere else, they're all giving up their time for free, one would imagine.
Yes, yeah, which is fantastic, you know, and so kind that people will come forward and do that for us, you know. And we try our absolute best to kind of repay people with good PR and media opportunities, and also to get them in front of a really decent audience, you know, make it a good event.
Well, Six Bells is a nice little place to go and have a drink, a bag of crisps, and in this instance on Saturday to get some good music in as well. We'll quickly run through maybe a few of the artists who people can see.
Yeah, okay, so we've got Woodley Taylor, The Martinis.
And The Martinis were playing in the pub, which is about, I don't know, half a dozen doors from my house. They were playing there on Friday night, so I could hear them when I went into my garden.
We've got Paul McGuire and Friends, Sunny Midnight, Citrus George, I think you were talking about.
Citrus George, I'm convinced that Citrus George has been, I'm trying to remember who with. He might have been on with who knows, either with Rebel Arts or maybe on Lee Chambers' programme, I'm not sure.
Okay, we've got Ali Sinclair, George Morris James, Louis de Martino, who organised this, The Light Waves, and Maverick, who I really enjoyed listening to. It's going to be child friendly through the day. They've got other activities on as well from 3 o'clock.
It goes on into the evening, does it, as well?
It goes right through. They've got improvised painting from Atlanta, Georgia Neal also in the day.
I thought all painting was improvised, but obviously not. certainly is when I do it. So, okay, well, that seems pretty good. And how's it work? Do you pay in advance, or do you the buckets going round? How's payment going to work on this one?
I think this one's a pay on the door. But you can, if you go onto our Facebook page.
That's the key thing, isn't it? We need to tell people how to find out more.
If you go onto Musicians Against Homelessness Facebook page, you'll find a huge number of events on there and all of the details of where to get tickets or if it's pay on the door. And you can also usually Google gigs individually. So if you just Google...
Oh, that's easy. Six Bells.
Yeah, or go to the Six Bells.
Let people know. Turn up there. It's just off the Mill Road for those people who don't know where Covent Garden. I thought it was in London. But no, this one is is just off the Mill Road. How much might you raise? Not necessarily in Cambridge, across the country. How did you do last year?
That's a really difficult question. Last year we raised about 45,000. That was from a standing start. So it started as me and then trickled into something bigger. A budget of zero, and we take zero out. So it's just people sitting with computers, basically. We've got some really big stuff on this year. We've got connections with big festivals. We've got some quite big names going on, some really big gigs. So... maybe we'll do better than that. Let's see. Well, let's have a go.
Like to think so. Well, this is good as idea as any. Well, Emma, thank you very much for coming in. I hope it goes well, both in Cambridge and also across the UK. I realise you have your work cut out all through September where these various gigs are going on. But the Cambridge event, Six Bells, 3 o'clock, Saturday afternoon is when it starts. Should be a pretty good event there. So Emma from Musicians Against Homelessness, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks ever so much for having me in.